CliffCentral.com.
It is time now for us to check in with Revix. Every week we do a little bit of a dipstick test to find out what's happening in the world of cryptocurrencies. And of course, this is another week where we can look at those developments. And there is a lot to get into. Chris Beamish is an investment analyst, and he is from Revix, and he's here to tell us what's happening this week. Of course, in a market that you don't know and that we've never really seen before in all of human history, don't guess, but diversify. Revix allows you to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. Right now, I see Bitcoin at $38,484, Ethereum at $2,761, and there are a bunch of others that we could look at with Chris, but let's welcome him to the show. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good morning, Gareth. Great this morning, and thanks very much for having me on. Excited to be here.
Cool, man. Good to see you again. First of all, tell us what you think of the last 2 or 3 weeks. A lot of people have been, in inverted commas, jumping in or out of the market, depending on whether they think there's a buying opportunity or whether they're terrified that they've lost all their value. It did dip quite low. It may go back up again. Nobody obviously knows these answers, otherwise they'd be putting sure bets on things. But what do you think all of this movement is caused by?
Jeeps, yeah, a lot of people been jumping in out of the markets at the moment. What's causing it at the moment, it's a bit odd. We're at a bit of a crossroads with Bitcoin, to be honest with you. The behavior of Bitcoin's changing quite a lot. Up until the 2020 Bitcoin cycle, the Bitcoin price moved relatively predictably in line with the four-year halving of the Bitcoin mining reward. Those of you that don't know what that is, it's about you basically receive 6.25 Bitcoins for running software that secures the network. And for every 4 years that halvens, it decreases the inflation rate or supply rate of the network. And when that's met with a lot of demand, the price is obviously gone upwards. And in recent times, the market's matured and actually changed quite a lot, with a lot more kind of institutional players coming into the game. A lot of them seeing it as an inflation hedge. For example, the current Bitcoin like inflation or issuance rate is currently like 1.7% compared to the US, which has seen 40% of all dollars created in the last 20 months. So there's a lot more
at play here. But that's also one of the reasons people like Bitcoin, is because there is a limited amount of it. So there is only ever going to be that much Bitcoin. And obviously, we're all going to be carving smaller and smaller pieces out of it if you come into the market now. Those people who bought early have obviously won big time. But obviously, when the Bitcoin price goes down like it has, that does represent a buying opportunity. What do you feel people may be doing? Especially those Bitcoin maximalists, as they call themselves. I bumped into one in the lift yesterday. What do you think they think? They look at this and go, let's buy.
Michael Saylor, the CEO of MicroStrategy, is one of the most prolific cyber hornets or Bitcoin maximalists. And I think he stocked up yesterday with another $25 million purchase. So ultimately, the long-term goal is just to keep on stacking as much Bitcoin as you can for a lot of these guys. So every time the price dips, or even just weekly or monthly, they just carry on buying. They don't really see the day-to-day price movements as an issue.
All right, so I'm going to pose some difficult questions to you, but you're an investment analyst, so you can probably help us out. If I were a new investor and I were interested in crypto, would this be the best time to get started? And what is the best way to get started? If you gave advice to, like, your little niece, and she was maybe interested for the first time ever, she's got $500 in her pocket, what should she do? How do you get in?
That's a fantastic question. With all the market hype recently, I've had quite a lot of people asking me that, and no one really knows where to get started. I'm no financial advisor, but I can certainly speak from personal experience. So I'd say the best way is to actually just start slowly, dip a toe in the water, invest a very, very small amount, just so that you can experience the volatility and start the learning process. First rule of investing I was taught, for example, a blockchain is a system which records a whole bunch of transactions. And if you think about it, it's kind of like accounting software. So it's good to kind of understand and go from there. And when I say buy a very small amount, people, please don't invest your life savings. Invest a very small amount at first. And as you educate yourself, you'll find your feet.
All right.
Our aim at Revix is to obviously empower everyone to become wealth managers. And you certainly need to understand what you're investing in order to do so.
All right. Another another hypothetical. If I were a not so experienced investor, what are some of the easiest mistakes people make in crypto and how can you avoid them?
Sure. Another great question. I've certainly made a few mistakes myself. But I guess I can point out some of the most obvious ones or some of the most detrimental ones. Let's kind of continue on what I was saying. The first one I'll probably mention is over-investing at first. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like rush in and they drop their like life savings on this. And then they end up like not being able to sleep or pulling the money out after a crash. And it doesn't go well. So don't invest more money than you can afford to lose or go without. And don't invest in amounts of money that you'll lose any sleep over, for sure. Another one would probably be not trying to trade the market or trying to beat the market.
Right.
A lot of people end up thinking they're smarter than the market and trying to continuously buy and sell to get better prices. I'll tell you a statistic that about 99% of people who try to trade lose money. So please don't try and trade people. You're up against some of the smartest people in the world and you're very likely to lose money.
And really, don't panic sell. This is a big mistake people make is that they panic sell and then you will really, you only realize the loss when you sell, right? So if you bought in and let's say you bought 100 rands worth of something and a week later it's worth 80 rand and then you sell it, you've absolutely lost 20% of your investment. But if you hold on to it and it goes back up to 100 later on, or it goes to 120, you never realized that loss, even though at some point it was at 80. This is a simple...
Precisely. Yeah. So that I'd actually add to that and say, please take your emotions out of the equation, because a lot of people end up, they get very emotional and they end up buying and selling at the worst times. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the market's designed that way, that you feel super happy and super likely to invest and prices are sky high and they've been going up recently and quite the opposite. And you're super sad and very likely to sell when prices are very low, when in actual fact, that's not what you should be doing at all. Try and keep your emotions out of it, for sure.
So just one last thing. We've spoken with Sean about this a couple of times, and people talk about a long-term investment strategy. What is your feeling on that, and what is the advantage of a long-term investment strategy as opposed to just trading the market and, as you said, 90% of the time not coming off very well?
Jeepers. I'd say just having a long-term kind of strategy for just about anything in life is really good, but it's critical with regards to investing to think long-term. Give yourself some time, to be honest. The main reason for that is because of I believe it was Einstein that called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. Mm-hmm. And to kind of illustrate the power of compound interest, I'll give you a bit of an example here. If I give you two choices, choice A, you receive a dollar a day, or choice B, you can receive 1 cent that doubles every day. Most people would end up choosing choice A because mm-hmm. it's 100 times the amount of money initially. But just after 12 days, the cent actually overtakes the dollar in value. And after 28 days, the cent is actually $1 million and the dollar is only 28. So that's the real power of compound interest. And compound interest is really it's like the secret sauce of investing. So most of the most successful investors in the world tend to maximize their investments by compounding their returns over time.
Right.
And the best thing you can obviously add with compounding is time. The longer you can compound, the better, and the more your investments will grow. The natural question most of your listeners will be asking is, how do I stay invested for longer? Firstly, like I said earlier, invest an amount that you can live without. By investing in smaller amounts initially, you end up not being too worried about it, and you can actually just leave your investment there and let it compound over time. Right. I mean, for example, like you said earlier, some guys bought a little bit of Bitcoin years ago, forgot about it, and then woke up one morning to realize they were billionaires. And I mean,
must be
amazing. Nice. But secondly, I'd probably say certainly diversifying, because I mean, if you own a basket of assets, which is one of Revix's main selling points about bundles, if you own a basket of assets, you reduce the risk and the volatility, which can make you be able to stomach it a lot easier, allows you to invest for a lot longer. And I mean, this all sounds amazing, and I'm sure your listeners are wondering where you can invest in Bitcoin. I mean, you mentioned Ethereum, Solana, all that stuff. More importantly, the diversified crypto bundles, all of this for the long term. But luckily,
all right,
Revix offers all of this and more.
Well, absolutely.
So I'd recommend heading over to our website.
Get involved.
We're running a pretty cool promotion at the moment. It's all about financial fitness, which encourages you to engage in healthy investing habits, referring friends, and as you kind of engage in more of that, you earn Revix rewards, which are redeemable for Bitcoin.
Fantastic. Go along to revix.com, sign up today. It is free to sign up. You verify your ID and you add some funds, whatever you think you are comfortable with, and then choose the bundle of your choice, see what happens. You may see it growing. You may see it pulling back a little bit sometimes. You've just got to try and ride that wave. And if you don't get in, you'll never know. So give it a go. Thanks very much, Chris. Nice to meet you and nice to have you on the show this morning.
Sorry, Chris, before you go, sorry, Gareth. When you guys interview, do you have to be like handsome face at Revix? Well, what's the story? Because you're the third guy now who's been on here. All of you guys, I forget what the other gent's name is. So is there like a process? And is there a competition for the most handsome guy at friggin' Revix? It's ridiculous, dude. Unbelievable.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm sorry that everyone has to look at me instead of Sean and Brett. 5:30 a.m. cold shower, a little bit of a coffee goes a long way.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, Chris,
don't worry. Sean's not avoiding you guys. I haven't seen him in the office recently. He might be skiing in France.
Though. Yeah,
probably. We're doing renovations.
I know these types of guys. I told you.
Yeah.
I know guys like Sean.
All right, Chris. I'm gonna let you get back to sorting out your investments and analyzing them and making sense of them for the rest of us. And we will catch up with you next week. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on. Cheers, guys.
There's Chris Beamish from Revix.com, R-E-V-I-X.com. CliffCentral.com.